Good evening, chat. Hope you're doing well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Great to see you all again. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining us live, or if you're joining us later on, the archives, bitchute.com/RedIceTV, of course, on RedIce.tv itself, and RedIceMembers.com. Special shout out, as always, to our members out there. If you're joining us, either live or on the members' website a little bit later on. Of course, it goes up there first, right after these are live streamed. And if there's shows that are not live, they go up there first. So that's the place to be. All right. So first off, we intended not to do one of these as we announced last week, but actually turned out that we finished up on some stuff a little bit early. So I thought, hey, why not jump in? Things are heating up in Louisville, Kentucky. There's tons of other things that we haven't managed to report on yet that I'd like to dive into. A lot of stuff going on, of course. By the way, a little shout out here in the beginning to the Ginsburg stuff as well. We did cover that in full detail in the latest Weekend Warrior show. That went up late Saturday, or actually early Sunday. So definitely check that out for kind of a run through on some of the stuff that she's been, putting her vote on, her voting record, what she thought about certain things. And we come through, what have we come through? Immigration, what's her stance on that? Second Amendment, free speech, open border immigration. What else was that? I think it was, maybe it was the feminist issue or something? There was a number of things we went through, kind of a record. But of course, that's not too hard to figure out if you're paying attention. All right, guys, before we dive in here then, a lot of things to cover here today. And we have some, a couple of, choice, little odd stories in the beginning before we get to Louisville. Things are heating up there. Of course, they were handing out the shields and the signs and everything was being centralized, organized, of course, on the ground. U-Haul trucks driving in with handing it out to the riders and stuff like that. So, of course, this is totally organic. It's totally not organized. There's totally no kind of greater organization behind this kind of stuff, right? So that's the mystery. All right. Also, of course, if you are joining us, we have a couple of ways if you want to join in through Super Chats here today. One of those ways, of course, is through entropystream.live/RedIceTV. I'll keep an eye on that here during the broadcast if you want to join us over there. And, of course, also DLive.tv/RedIceTV, where the majority of the live audience are tuning in. So shout out to everyone joining us on DLive. But we got in a number of other places, too. We're trying again, the Float app today here. FLOTE dot app, APP, /RedIceTV. TV, check us out there, and you can tune in live there if you so please. If other services go down, that might still be up and so forth. So always good to have some options. All right, let me do a couple of these real quick here, boys and girls, before we dive in. I see Lord Aragon is here. He's sending a diamond and says Louisville going to be hit with a Category 5 hurricane. Is that true? I have to look into that. That would be amazing if that's true. Wouldn't be surprised. There's a lot of kind of odd coincidences like that actually that do occur, so I wouldn't be surprised. Shout out to Mr. Noseberg. Good to see you back in the moderation role. Someone said you were missing, last week or something. Anyway, shout out and thank you, of course, for gifting a 1 month sub to Lemon Merchant. Appreciate that. Mr. Wright with the diamond says Wednesday. That's right. It is Wednesday, my dudes. Good to see you, Mr. Wright. Thank you so much for your support. Daredevil's Advocate with the diamond. No message. And then we have Mr. Wright again. Says here with the diamond. And here we, so this is all Mr. Wright here, diamonds in a row. Here we go. That's right. Followed up by a Ninjagini. Thank you, Mr. Wright. Always appreciative. Always good to see you as well. Thank you so much. All right. So a couple of other things here before we dive in. I made some comparison before Gerald Nadler, or Jerry Nadler as it goes by, to the Penguin. In the Batman series, right? Who played the Batman in that? Wasn't Val Kilmer, was it? Was it Val Kilmer who played Batman in that one? But it was Danny DeVito that played the depiction of the Penguin. And I made the comparison a couple of times. Now, I think this is fairly new, but check this out. And please tell me we're not talking about the Penguin here. Here we go. Look at this here.
Work on this subject, not part of this package, but part of preserving our democracy. With that, I'm pleased to yield to the distinguished chairwoman.
We got to loop that. Let's check that out again.
Not part of this package, but part of preserving our our democracy. With that, I'm pleased to yield to the distinguished chairwoman.
All right. All right. You got to go back in the archives if you want to check some of the images and stuff that I've shown on Gerald Nadler juxtaposed to the Penguin from the Batman series. It's highly entertaining. All right. So Hillary Clinton is going to have a podcast, ladies and gentlemen. She's launching that this month. So that's something, of course, something new and exciting to look forward to. The Hill report on this here. Sarah Abdallah said here, Hillary Clinton gets a podcast after playing a prominent role in destroying Iraq, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Honduras, and Haiti. And, of course, Julian Assange, who we'll cover a little bit later here, faces now 175 years in prison for bringing these atrocities of war crimes like her to light. Upside down world. Can't say more than that. Incredible times. Incredible times. All right. So let's talk about Ginsburg. A little bit of a follow up here. It turns out a clip was released of her here a couple of days ago. You know, the Democrats have kind of, you know, pinned down people like, what's his name? The South Carolina guy there. Jesus, that's how memorable he is. The guy in the closet, whatever his name is. I forget it. That's how irrelevant he is. As like, well, hold them to what they said, right? They were talking about that. The South Carolina guy was talking about the fact that if there's only the last year of the term left or something like that, we shouldn't fill the seat and stuff like that. We shouldn't do Lindsey Graham. Thank you, Moshe Finkelstein in DLive. Lindsey Graham. That's how memorable he is, I guess. And then the Dems try to say, oh, he said this, and there's a number of other comments. But why not go to the source itself and see what she actually said about filling the seat in the last year of the term here for President Trump? Well, she didn't. I think this is in relation to when Obama was president. But regardless, the word should stand. Let's listen.
I do think that cooler heads will prevail, I hope sooner rather than later. The president is elected for 4 years, not 3 years, so the power that he has in year three continues into year four, and maybe some members of the Senate will wake up and appreciate that that's how it should be.
All right, there you go. I got it from the lady herself, huh? Ding dong, ding dong. Good times. Okay, so we'll see if they see what happens on that front. A lot of developments. It could, of course, could get very, very heated here in the wake of her death, and then the election coming up, and I don't know. We'll see. We'll cover it, but I think we might be in for something that we haven't seen before, if I put it that way. What else? Do we have something else? RGB. Oh, this one was interesting too. Douglas MacArthur on Twitter here said they've been working on subverting Sweden for a long time, and she links to it's not a story, it's a bio. On Ruth Bader Ginsburg regarding her history and stuff like that, how she began and stuff. And there was an interesting passage in there regarding Sweden. Check this out. It says that even her exceptional, and of course I bring it up because, you know, Sweden has been studied for a long time in itself as a system, and maybe this will give us greater insight into why she voted, her patterns, was educated on these issues. Had Sweden been transformed before this? What was her participation? Did that have anything to do with the directions that Sweden took? And so there's a lot of questions, right? But it just says here about her, even her exceptional academic record was not enough to shield her from the gender-based discrimination women faced in the workplace in the 1960s. She had difficulties finding a job until a favorite Columbia professor. I wonder who that favorite, I like that they didn't mention it, a favorite Columbia professor, which of course, you know, the Frankfurt School ended up relocating from Frankfurt to the Columbia University in New York. So I'm sure it was nothing to do with that whatsoever. It wasn't one of those professors, right? Until a favorite Columbia professor explicitly refused to recommend any other graduates before U.S. District Judge Edmund L. Palmier. And so she was hired as a clerk. Ginsburg clerked under, is that a word, clerked? Interesting. Ginsburg clerked under Judge Palmier for 2 years. After this, he was offered some jobs at law firms, but always at a much lower salary than her male counterparts. She instead took some time to pursue her other legal passions. Civil procedure, here we go, right? Choosing to join the Columbia Project on International Civil Procedure. This project fully immersed her in Swedish culture, where she lived abroad to do research for her book on Swedish civil procedure practices. Upon her return to the States, she accepted a job as a professor at Rutgers University, law school, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes on from there. Eventually, of course, she becomes one of the Supreme Court justices. But I thought that that was an interesting little tidbit there, that she had been in Sweden many years, like some of her counterparts, like the Barbara Spector. She kind of looks a little bit like Barbara Spector, where, of course, they either studied the system to enforce it over here, which is stuff I've talked about for years, that Sweden is as a model in many different ways, and including the direction over the fact that they drive the country into the wall entirely. Not an accident. It's not a bug. It's a feature, as I say. Or it could be that she maybe even finagled some things over there. Interesting. But anyway, so that's some stuff on Ginsburg. And here's the follow-up on that. I was going to actually read more about this because I didn't know much about this. Here's a book review, Civil Procedure in Swedish by R.B. Ginsburg and A. Brazelius. So there's a whole book she wrote about this, which I'm sure is exhilarating and exciting to go through, but there might be some interesting things in here. So again, I just did a brief, quick search on it, basically, to sort of find out more. But there's a paper and some stuff on this by her. She wrote about this too. So anyway, more to follow up on. All right, let me take these before we proceed here. Mr. Nordsberg is gifting a one-month sub to Manitoga. Thank you for that. And Angry White Soccer Mom gifts one-month sub to Beavis and Butthurt, I believe it is. Thank you for that. Philbert Applebag with a diamond. Thank you. A Big Black Man with AIDS. Good to see you as well, sir. With the diamond says, never forget Tommy Lind, Canon Hinnant, RIP. That's right. Thank you for the reminder. A lot of names we can add to that list. Ebba Åkerlund, of course. People like this. Mr. Noseberg with the diamond. Look at that man. Look at that man waddle. That's right. Look at... he's the penguin. I tell you. He's like a New York mob guy. It's incredible. And not the Italian kind. Angry White Soccer Mom with a Ninjagini. Thank you for that. Says, just because. Appreciate all you guys do. Thank you so much for that. Mr. Noseberg also gifts 1 month sub to Flynn Photo. Thank you for that. Rance is here. Good to see you, Rance. Thank you for the diamond. Says, we just went full communist today in Canada. I would watch it if there's any particular developments. I'll have to look into it. If anybody have details or a link or something, please share and we can pull that up too. I know it's been heading in that direction for a while, Derek, so it's not a surprise, but I'm sure there's something that kind of tipped the scales once and for all. Anyway, so make sure you subscribe to Derek Rants. Maybe it's just Rants. Is it dlive.tv/rants? Derek Rants does a lot of good streams together with Raging Humanist and the Plaid Army over there in Canada, up there in Canada. Thank you so much, Rants. Good to see you. Amari Arian with the diamond. No message. Thank you. Actually, two in a row. And then there's a message that simply says, redicemembers.com. Thank you for the plug, sir. Appreciate it. And that's right. That's the website for all of your Red Ice contents, as it were. And of course, it's the way to support us as well. Philbert Applebag with a Ninjagini. Thank you for that. Says that the Supreme Court is ruthless now. That's right. It is ruthless. White Rabbit Radio is hosting. Thank you for that. Good to see you, Tim. Hope you're doing well. dlive.tv/White Rabbit Radio. Always good to see Tim Murdoch over here. Hope you're doing well. Mr. Wright with a Ninjagini. U.S. Supreme Court has become quite ruthless. Okay, we're doing this. That's good. I do. It's fine. I'm enjoying it, though. That's right, Mr. Wright. It is ruthless. Conrad Kurse with a diamond who says, hail my king. I salute you and your work again. Well, thank you so much. Good to see you, Conrad. Always a pleasure. Now, before we dive into Louisville and some of those things, I have a couple of other stories here real quick that we'll get to. And one of them I wanted to show you, I don't know if you guys saw this, but it's kind of interesting. The 33 thing, right, is always prevalent. And some people say it's, solely down to the Freemasonic relation to the number. There's, of course, a lot of other occult significance of 33. And that's why this was picked, of course, as the degrees in the Scottish Rite Freemasonry. There's other rites of Freemasonry as well. But Scottish Rite is the kind of the American branch or whatever. And we've seen 33 pop up usually. They love the numbers that always pan out in that way. Whether it's 11 or 22 or 33 or 44 or 88 or whatever it is. But 33 holds, I think, a special significance for many different reasons. So here's regarding COVID and 33. Check this out.
As of today, and I say as of today at this hour, we have 33 confirmed positive tests of the virus.
Yesterday we had 22 cases. Today we have 33 cases, so it's gone up by 11. That brings, those are 11 new cases. 22 goes to 33.
As we sort through this here in Arkansas, today we have 33 confirmed positive cases in Arkansas.
As of today, we have 33 confirmed cases with Boston residents. We expect those numbers to climb.
As of this afternoon, we have 33 Pennsylvanians who have tested positive for COVID-19.
Look at this guy.
So as of this morning, there were 33 confirmed cases in North Carolina.
Good evening to you. Lots to get to tonight. I'm Leon Hendricks. We want to start with new information into our newsroom. Within the past couple of hours, there are now 33 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Michigan.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us for the news at 6. I'm Richard Guerin. Karina Corral has the night off. More cases of the coronavirus were confirmed today in San Luis Obispo County, bringing the total number now to 33.
Right now, Georgia is reporting a total of 99 cases in 19 counties. That is 33 new cases from just yesterday.
Good afternoon. I'm Karen Swenson. More cases and more events affected. Here is the latest coronavirus news. There are now 33 cases in Louisiana.
As expected.
The number of cases of COVID-19 jumps. A total of 33 people in our state have been tested and are confirmed to have the coronavirus.
As expected. Why would she say that? That's odd.
Day 4 of the shelter at home order brought 6 new confirmed cases of the coronavirus to San Luis Obispo County, bringing the total number to 33.
All troopers will be professional, polite, and we'll treat everyone with dignity and respect.
These latest steps as the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Rhode Island jumps by 33 overnight.
We have some...
All right, it goes around there. But yeah, so it's not every single state, but it's just like, it's like 33 new cases. I don't know. It's just a big gay op at this point, I guess. So why not turn it into some occult, psyop, mind control by using, there's a word for, I forget what that word is when you use the numbers sequentially like that. There's a specific, specific word for it. Anyway, Ragnar is here with the diamond, says, thanks for the show, Henrik. Good to see you, Ragnar. Thank you so much for being here. What do we have here too? Mr. Wright, a gift 1 month sub to War Wolf. Thank you for that. The last red squirrels with a diamond. Thank you. No message. Philbert Applebag with a diamond. Says simply LOL. That's right. Ragnar again with the diamond says, Henrik, you think they're trolling us with the 33 thing? Yeah, I'm not sure what to make of it, frankly. It's too many times to conquer. Now, I don't know the dates between these. That would have been interesting to have if the person... I mean, and it looks like it's shot on with a potato or something. It's horrible quality. But I wish it would have put a date in there to see if it's like wildly different dates. But it's probably not because there are 33 in an entire case, in an entire state. 33 cases in an entire state is very... It's dramatically low. So I would assume that this is all fairly recently, right? So I don't know. You know, I don't trust this, what they're wheeling out with these numbers. At this point, they're just trying to milk everything out of that they can out of it, I would assume. But it is very odd for sure. Max Headroom with the Ninjagini, thank you, sir. Says, here's 33 shekels from Max. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Max. Appreciate it. Roar with the diamond German expert. The pandemic is just starting now. Yeah, that's right. We haven't seen the real thing yet. The pandemic, the COVID stuff has not only been about Trump because it has happened in many other countries and it's been far worse, for example, in Australia and New Zealand than it has in UK, than in some other countries and far less impact in countries like Sweden. So it's not all about Trump. This is a global operation, but in the United States, it certainly has been used as a way of presenting the situation like Trump has been, he's the president who's overseeing the worst pandemic in human history, more lives lost, and also the worst economy as a consequence of the shutdown and stuff like that. They're obviously using it in that way. And if he does get in November, I mean, if the election isn't rigged or, you know, if we get the real thing and he does get elected, I think they're just going to turn up the volume of this thing even more. I mean, in Australia, you barely can't. It's just absurd. Some of the things we've seen from there. So this is insanity. But it's, I wouldn't be surprised. The point is, I wouldn't be surprised if they will wheel out like 100 times more on the COVID front. It's incredible that they're pulling this off still today. Because there's nothing there. It's a nothing burger at this point. Black Philip with the diamond says, Hail Henrik, how are the children? Homeschool soon? Not yet, but everything is good. Thank you for asking. Always good to see you, Black Philip. Toys for Thoughts with a diamond. Hello, all you beautiful people. Stay strong. Thank you for that. Toys for Thoughts. Appreciate it, the diamond. Philip Albert, Philbert Apple Bag with a diamond says, is it geomancy? Well, I mean, part of it is that. I mean, you can even tie latitude and longitudinal things to the number 33 and the places that you can find with that on the Earth and stuff. There's a lot of interesting things going on with that. But it's not only one thing. It's multi-layered, but it has some kind of psychological function on people. Otherwise, they wouldn't wing it out as much as they do. You know, the Trinity and that kind of stuff. And we used to do shows all the time about that. It's just kind of eased off on some of that kind of the occult significance of numerology and why they use certain numbers and how it works psychologically and mentally, and you know, if there's other deeper, maybe not spiritual aspects to it, but yeah, I mean, occult or you know, I mean, obviously from a Christian perspective, they would call these things satanic and stuff like that. I don't know if I'd call it that, but it's yeah, I mean, but there's reason to believe that there could be some otherworldly function to some of these things. You know, I don't totally rule that out. Although I'm not the first to jump on that immediately either. So. Cornered space alien with a diamond, COVID 6 million. That's right. I'm sure that's coming up. I think it was it 6 million confirmed cases now? Is that what they're at? I mean, the fact that they switched from confirmed cases over to, pause that real quick. The fact that they switched from cases to deaths, that was the giveaway point. That was basically, okay, they're not interested anymore because anybody can be. I would love to have seen if they did just the normal flu each year, if they could, you know, tested in the same way to see how many people would actually be infected, because they never measure that. They never measured how many people have been infected by something. Only deaths, as far as I know. So that would be interesting. But I would assume the numbers would be somewhat similar, at least. Anyway, I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's 12 minutes here, but Bill Gates was on Fox News talking about how he's committing $650 million to fight the coronavirus. Let's listen a little bit of what he had to say here. A couple of minutes of this.
For 20 years, the Gates Foundation has led the fight against poverty and disease in the developing world. Each year, they detail the strides they've made, but not in this year of the pandemic. Earlier, I sat down with Bill Gates to discuss the terrible impact of COVID-19 and to get his assessment of how the U.S. has handled it. Bill, welcome back.
It's got the same sweater on, which is good. You know, the pink purple sweaters. Does it disarm him a little bit? Maybe it's to make him look a little bit more fuzzy, a little bit more soft, maybe.
September, you release what you call your goalkeeper's report, giving what progress has been achieved on your main goals of fighting poverty and trying to improve public health and developing.
Can you butter him up a bit more, Chris Wallace?
Countries. But the news this year is that there hasn't been progress. Things are worse, not better. How much worse?
Because of the pandemic, we've had huge setbacks, you know, in some cases erasing literally decades of progress. And so it really underscores that we've got to bring this pandemic to an end, not just in a few rich countries, but the entire world. And then we'll have to take special efforts to build back so we're back on that positive track that we normally this time of year are getting to talk about and thank the voters for their generosity with the foreign aid that plays a key role in all that progress.
How has COVID reversed what's been a 20-year streak of progress in places like Africa? For instance, how has COVID caused such a dramatic increase in extreme poverty in developing countries?
Yeah, so the actual death toll in the poorest countries, including most of Africa, has actually not been super high.
Which is obviously very interesting, right? I mean, yeah, I've heard someone else talk about this too. It's like it's actually some you know, Western countries that do. But again, maybe that's because of the way that they're rigging things. It's so everything is so structured and detailed in the West that it's like oh, this is what we're doing now, and so all deaths are COVID deaths, you know, kind of thing. Even if they die with it and not of it, while maybe in some African countries it's so chaotic still in many countries that they don't have that. It's not the same rigorous uniformity across the board, I would assume, or something, because the death rate is not high. I mean, it's contrary to what they're trying to push. Their own numbers is confirming that it's not high worldwide. So this is just very bizarre at this point.
Population is very young, and other than South Africa, the numbers have been less than was forecast. Sadly, though, the fragility of their health system, that, you know, people can't go out and get the vaccines, children are at risk of diarrhea and malaria. And so both the vaccination rates have gone.
This guy will, I mean, we know that he will sell it, right? We know that this guy is behind, I think it was 7 factories that he was building currently to house vaccine development. He has donated to multiple companies, from Moderna to GlaxoSmithKline to, I think, AstraZeneca to maybe Bayer, a number of these companies he gives money to. He's at the forefront of this, right? But it's not because he's a charitable guy. It's because at the end of the day, the states and the governments, which means the taxpayers, are going to pay for these vaccine doses once they're trying to push it on the global population. And this guy will make the money from that, obviously. This is not philanthropy.
Down by over 14%, which takes us back in time over 2 decades. And that extreme poverty, which is another one that had been going down constantly, has gone up. So they have 37 million people back in extreme poverty. And
Which means you'll have migration as a consequence of these kinds of things. You'll have more aid from the West, who's doing poorly themselves and stuff. It's just every time there's problems, it benefits these globalists because they can step in as the heroes to save the day, which is bringing us more globalism, a worse society, more population replacement, more globalized, kind of infrastructure and stuff like that. That's what these guys thrive on. That's why they want the problems, you know?
Breadth of the negative impacts, mental health, education, economic, and other health things, not just COVID directly, are much greater than I expected before we started to pull the report together.
I think the vaccine comes up here, and then we'll
Gates run Foundation this has committed $650 million to fight COVID, which is the biggest contribution by any independent foundation. Where is that money going, and what success have you had?
We have some very high-scale diagnostic things coming online, but the biggest area has been in the vaccine, where...
Is that through Microsoft Online, or is there some similar shitty product?
Helping seed some R&D money very quickly for the best vaccine approaches, and then making sure that when we get a vaccine, it's not just for the rich countries, that we
That's
take
right.
factories of many companies, including high volume manufacturing.
And this is, you can view this from two perspectives, because, the cucks will be, well, this is because he wants to murder non-white children and stuff. And I don't think it is. I think he truly, he wants, as far as I've heard, he wants down the rates of the population through basically bringing everybody to a Western lifestyle. The part of that solution that these UN people are advocating for is also to relocate large swaths of the populations from the third world to the first, to kind of equalize everything, right? But he's doing it because he knows he'll be able to make money on it. he wants the population numbers down. He does want that. But at the same time, I don't believe that he's like knowingly is like, I'm going to murder all these black kids or something. There has been tests, don't get me wrong, there has been tests and stuff that he's done on these populations, and he's caused tremendous damage, and the orally administered polio vaccine or something like that, which was horrible. But he's deluded enough to think that he's helping the situation here, basically, and he knows he's going to get rich as hell on this too.
Some of which are in India.
Let me pause there. Renunciate with the diamond. No message. Thank you. Renunciate again with the diamond. Says, why do they keep repeating build back? Yeah, that's an interesting note there. Build. We got to build it back again. I guess they're talking about the loss that they've had during these, what is it now, 9 months, 10 months of COVID madness. I guess they're seeing that as it's kind of a loss. And then they say build back, which of course means, restructure into this new normal, So it's not actually going back. It's going forward in their vision, but it's an interesting point. Philbert Apple bag with a Ninjagini. Thank you for that. Says, I have a joke on coronavirus or corona vaccine, but it's still in testing. Well, there you go. Don't administrate it to anybody. We'll die of autism. Shadow government with a diamond says, Anne's sister was right. The photos were fakes. Oh, wait, the coin will probably drop on that. Anne's sister was right. The photos were fakes. I'm not following that. it'll probably drop. Sorry about that. Anyway, thank you, Shadow Government.
Bring them in, which is completely novel. And as soon as something's approved, we get going so that the pandemic isn't just constantly coming back to the United States. So vaccine has been the biggest part. And of course, we're going to give more. By the time we get this all organized, I'm sure we'll be well over $1 billion.
Yeah. Anyway, let's pause there. It goes up. But yeah, it's the vaccine is the push, and that's the only way to prevent us from going into this kind of disastrous things. But again, look at the place where the Australia is and stuff like that too. Oh, actually, this one too, I forgot, but on the COVID issue, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of funny. A Japanese firm develops first UV lamp that safely kills coronavirus. You remember that thing, like, what is it, 3 months ago, 2 months, maybe it's 3 months ago, where, like, Trump thinks you can kill the virus with a UV lamp or UV light, and this is insanity, and then he wants us to inject us with bleach and, like, all these things that the media was pushing. But it's like, you can also use the sun. That's why you should go outside when you're sick, right? Because it actually sunlight actually kills these things, kills these viruses, basically on the spot. I mean, it's fine, sure, develop a technology for it, but beam yourself with a light or whatever if you can't go outside. It's fine. But that's why it's so retarded that they did this thing. They're like, you can't go outside and it will be worse. And I mean, I don't know. It's just... I just can't believe that they're pushing this anymore, because it's like there's nothing there, but the majority of the entire world are completely swept up into this. Still, it's still one of the biggest things that there is. It's incredible. Conrad Curse with the diamond says, "Who's creepier, Sniffing Joe or Smiling Bill?" I think Smiling Bill is creepier, actually. Sniffing Joe is just, he's on his way out. His senility is kind of deep, you know, disarming him in a way. Smiling Bill is much more, much more cunning, much more influence. TikTok, of course, is a ban on that. That was imposed, I believe, in the American App Store, both on the Google Play Store and I believe the iTunes or Apple App Store, where TikTok was banned. I believe this was this previous Sunday. And here's a ban-worthy trend. That comes through TikTok. It's parents, in this case, black parents, that are throwing their babies off camera while they're singing along to an abortion song, and then they promptly start twerking. I thought we could play this here. So Blueface is promoting a TikTok challenge where you toss an actual baby/toddler away and start twerking. Anything for a crumb of clout, I guess. Let's look at this here. This is very exciting.
If you don't take this plan B, bitch is plan C. Must be your ass because it ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that ass to the base, baby.
All right, let's see that again. That's fascinating.
If you don't take this plan B, bitch is plan C.
Whoop, you go.
Ass because it ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that ass to the base, baby.
No baby. What's anyway? What is saying there? No baby. Something blue. I don't even know what is blue face. I have no idea what that is. That's how out of touch I am with this particular segment of the, I guess the culture, the population, whatever you want to call it. So here's a longer compilation for you here. Please watch.
Oh baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this.
God damn it, that's loud. Sorry about that. Let me turn that down a bit. Awful music. Awful. Is that abortion music? Is that what that is? That's what that is? Abortion music?
Plan B, plan C. Oh, baby,
watch that again.
We can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, plan C. Must be your ass because it ain't your face, baby.
Like, that toss is pretty, like, look, you can see the baby in the background. Look at this. This is incredible.
Oh, baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, plan C. Must be your ass because it ain't
holy
your face,
shit.
Baby. Ooh. Throw that ass to the base, baby. Say, no, baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, plan C. Must be your ass because it ain't your face, baby. Ooh.
Ah, come on. Is this Daily Mail? Oh, I'm getting a freeze up here. That's a bummer. Let me see here. One moment, folks. Oh, there we go. Nope.
No, baby.
Let me see if I can pause this here. Holy smokes. Yeah, I'm getting this. Just over. It's a cringe overload here, I guess. Let me just see if I can close a couple of other windows here. Sorry about this, folks. That's crazy. I do want to see that whole thing. That is just amazing. Let me just close a couple of windows and see if that helps. I should just do that after I'm done with some of them. I just should just close them. Anyway, let me back up a little bit. Let's see if we can do this.
Plan B.
Here we go.
Plan C. Must be old, cause it ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that up to the base, baby. Say, no, baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, plan C. Must be old, cause it ain't your face, baby.
Ooh. Throw Holy that shit.
To the base, baby. Say, no, baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, plan C. Must be old, cause it ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that. We can't have a baby. If you don't
All right, this one we saw, but it's the same music over and over again.
Ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that to the base, baby. Say, no, baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, plan C. Must be your cause it ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that to the base, baby. Say,
oh, shit.
Baby, we can't have a baby. If you don't take this plan B, just plan C. Must be your cause it ain't your face, baby. Ooh. Throw that to the base, baby. Say,
yeah, what about that vaccine again? Someone said, holy smokes. All right. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. That was fun. Good stuff. Conor Curse, we did that one. A big black man with AIDS says, with a diamond, I couldn't buy the new Xbox on Microsoft website. He continues, with a diamond because the site crashed and they're in charge. Well, there you go. Following up. And they're in charge of the vaccine. Is that true? They have some new Xbox, Microsoft coming out, and the website crashed. I'm not too cued in on the gamer world here, so. But I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the guy came from a world where they're working on computer viruses and stuff, and all of a sudden now he's like a doctor. It's crazy. History and truth with the diamond. 33rd degree equals 33rd vertebrae in the pineal gland. Well, I mean, oh, yeah. Vertebrae in the spine, yep, that's true. It's 33. From, what do you call it, tailbone all the way up to the last one, the atlas, as it's called. At the tip before the skull. That's true. But in the pineal, I don't know if there's a 33 relation to the pineal gland, though. I'd have to look into that, but that's interesting. Thank you for that. Okay. Actually, let me close that then. Let me start doing that. Okay, quick here on Assange. Julian Assange, right? He is... there is a hearing in London right now to whether or not he should be extradited to the U.S. Supposedly, Trump offered him a deal, or said that if he gave up the source of his DNC emails, the leak, which of course led to Pizzagate and all these kinds of, I mean, fascinating things, you know, the Podesta emails and all that stuff, like triggered that, right? That's why. There's people in government that want to have someone's blood for this. They want to have revenge, right? But we'll see if that comes through. And I mean, if he's smart, if he wants to get out of the situation, if it's true that he would get let off or not extradited, if he just gives up the source, he could say that it's Seth Rich. Because nothing can be done about that at this point. But anyway, professor of neuropsychiatry testifies that WikiLeaks founder is suffering from deep depression. And this is kind of interesting. Auditory hallucinations. Now, I'll get back to that because there is some interesting technology that actually has been out for a few years now regarding that. Now, I'm not denying that he's in a very bad state mentally. He's been in, that Ecuadorian embassy for, is it 10 years now? Is it 10? How long is it, Chad? How long has he been in custody and stuff like that? He could barely go outside. Remember, for a while, he could go out on the balcony on the Ecuadorian embassy. That was, revoked or whatever, which is pretty crazy. But anyway, a disturbing testimony from a psychiatrist outlines that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in such a bad state in prison that he would be considered at a high risk of suicide. Yeah, 10-plus years, someone says. That tech has been out for a few decades, Lady 5G says. Yeah, I think it's a few decades, actually. You can produce essentially auditory hallucinations. It's causing other parts, I believe, to vibrate, which makes it, not just the eardrum, but there's like parts of the sky. I remember I was very cued into exactly how they pulled this off technologically, but I'll see if I can find an article about it. Daily Mail reports that Professor Michael Koppelman testified during an extradition hearing in London that Assange has quote, begun making preparations to end his own life, including confessing, to a Catholic priest drafting farewell letters to his family and drafting a will. Koppelman, emeritus professor of neuropsychiatry at King's College London, also said that Assange told him he experienced hearing voices in his head saying, "We're coming to get you." He reported auditory hallucinations, which were voices either inside or outside his head, somatic hallucinations, funny bodily experiences. These have now disappeared, Koppelman said. He has also a long history of musical hallucinations. You know, it sounds weird and kind of woo-woo whatever, but I wouldn't put it past them to do number of, like, trying to fuck with his mind in any way that they can, which means they would wheel out technology like this in an instant to make sure that, you know, you have, that he's really in a weird place and stuff like that. Let me see if I can find that real quick. It was basically, it was announced a few years ago. They had a commercial on a building, and it was auditory, hallucinations. Let me just search for that and see if I can find anything. I'm convinced it was a commercial, and they had that on a beaming it out from a, and you couldn't hear it, but if you stepped in a certain range, of course Google just sucks these days. You can't find any of this stuff. Maybe it's a different word I need. Yeah, commercial, hearing voices, I guess. Let me see if get anything on that. Auditory hallucinations. Nope. I can't. Yeah. Holy smokes. If someone has a link to that, that would be great. Someone in chat, if you know this stuff. Let me see here if I can. I'll keep an eye on it. Earth Pulse, Lady 5G, about mind control tech. Yeah, Earth Pulse, of course. What's his name up in Alaska there? We've had him on the show many times. Jeez, I forget his name now. What is his name? Nick Begich. That's right, Nick Begich. He does a lot of good work on this kind of stuff. We've had him on many times. But maybe there's other Earth Pulse. Yeah, I know, I see that, Lady 5G. It's a bit too much to go through a PDF. I just wanted to have the headline quick, what it shows that's like, you know, you're stepping into. Anyway, I can't find it. Maybe Google is just sucky these days. I think we had it on the website a few years ago, too. But anyway, so he has a long history of music hallucinations, which is maybe a separate phenomenon. They got worse when he was in prison, the psychiatrist added. The voices are things like, "You are dust. You are dead. We are coming to get you." They are derogatory and persecutory. He continued, adding, "They seem to have diminished. Subsequently, the musical hallucinations have also reduced, and the somatic hallucinations have disappeared altogether." And maybe that's because he's getting close to, you know, these hearings or something like that. I'm not sure. Koppelman even noted that Assange, quote, reported a near-death experience and wondered if the CIA would find a way to get him or mess with his head, noting that this may or may not be paranoia. Koppelman warned that the risk of suicide arises out of clinical factors, but it's immense. It is the immense of extradition. The eminence, butchering these words today, of extradition and or an actual extradition that would trigger the attempt, in my opinion. Assange is languishing in Belmarsh, notorious horrid maximum security prison, blah, blah, blah. Do they take anything of this about the how you can hear voices or something like that? I guess they don't do that. InfoWars would have done that in the past, I would assume. Kind of linked that up to it. But yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen that. I'll see if I can find it when we look at the next video. And I can show those headlines real quick. That is, like, they have methods of basically beaming whatever message that they want into your head. It's crazy stuff, but it is true. It's actually not bullshit. Let me see here. Shadow government with a diamond. Actually, Mr. Wright first with a diamond says, Bill Gates, the blue screen of death version 2.0. That's right. Shadow government with a diamond says, Stalin's army was issued video. Stalin's army was issued video cameras, ? LOL. Yeah, were they? I don't know. I still don't understand the reference to Annas. Was it Annas? Where did that go? Anna's sister was right. The photos were fakes. Maybe I'm just missing something really obvious. Sorry about that, Shadow Government. Black Philip with a diamond says, Jordan Peterson back in Europe for treatment. Crazy. Back in, yeah, I thought he went to Russia for some treatment, right, didn't he? This also happened the other day. Archaeologists unearthed 27 sarcophagi, I guess they call it when it's plural. How about that? Fascinating. In an ancient Egyptian city, Saqqara, in this case. One of the oldest pyramids are actually located in Saqqara. Archaeologists found 27 new sarcophagi in an ancient city an ancient city of the dead beneath Saqqara, Egypt. The wooden coffins are perfectly sealed. They've remained undisturbed for 2,500 years since the bodies inside were mummified. Now, it would be fascinating to get a detailed look on this, and I doubt there's genetic material, but I mean, supposedly they took some from King Tut, right? Highly controversial. They never released that DNA because of the fines. And I'm not talking Black Hebrew Israelite stuff here, folks. I'm talking about something way more controversial. But anyway, so that's a quick update on that. Some fun stuff, some little different stories here before we get into Louisville. This one as well, kind of fascinating. Asteroid to have, pause this before it starts playing. I hate the Fox News does this. Be quiet. All right. Asteroid to have... Let me pause that. It's just too disruptive. Asteroid to have extremely close encounter with Earth this week. Asteroid 2020 SW will safely fly past the planet at a distance of about 17,556 miles, which of course sounds like a lot, but it's actually very close. Now it's an asteroid that's passed by before a couple of times, and apparently... You know, they're familiar with, or they were aware of it since, I think, 1975. But this time it's a miss. You know the meme? You know, it's like, just have the comet already. Let's end our misery. I'm just look at the chat here. Anne Frank's sister, Russian cameras. Infinite Struggle says. Okay, Anne's sister. Was that a reference to Anne Frank? So I didn't get that. That was too esoteric for me, I guess. Anne's sister was right. Okay. And there's a link to a BitChute video. I have to check that out later. But thank you. There were cameras. Is that the claim then? Weaved into this? That sounds very strange. Very, very weird. Hey, while we're on Fox News, check this out. Costco removes popular... God damn it, this video auto starts out. Yep, it does. God damn it, Fox News. Costco removes popular cheese after Black Lives Matter controversy. Now, there's a pimento cheese company out of South Carolina that ended up comparing the BLM movement and the Antifa movement to terror organization, which, of course, is absolutely accurate and absolutely true. But then Costco fired back and stopped carrying the products from this company. which is just bizarre. Costco stopped carrying products from a pimento cheese brand owned by a South Carolina mayor who called the Black Lives Matter Antifa movement's terror organizations. How is that not true? Brian Henry, the mayor of Pawleys Island and owner of Palmetto Cheese, told the Georgetown Times that the company products were being pulled as a matter of normal business and that the wholesale retailer rotates items in and out regularly. So I guess he tried to cover for the fact that they actually took it out. We remain optimistic that Palmetto cheese will be back on the shelves in the not-too-distant future, Henry told the Times. But that was not the case, right? And unfortunately, he ended up apologizing for this as well. Palmetto faced calls for boycott from some consumers following Henry's controversial Facebook post. How's that controversial? This is Fox News. It's controversial to say that this is the Antifa and BLM or terror organizations. Just look at what's happening right now in Louisville, for Christ's sake, in which he tied the protest movement to the unrelated fatal shooting of holy crap. All right, you get the idea, right? So yeah, he got it pulled, and then later he apologized, which is basically he bent over twice to get reamed by the Costco dildo, which is just shocking in itself. Just stand your ground, man, and say, call it like it is. But that's how you get your businesses destroyed these days, right? All right, let me see if there's a couple of chats here before we dive into Louisville, because that's the big one here today. Let me check Entropy real quick. Nothing on Entropy. If you do want to join us over there, it's Entropy Stream. twitch.tv/redeyestv. We have Black Phillip on the DLive chat with Diamond says, you should get Robert Seffer on, based anthropologist. We've tried, believe me, we've tried. We've tried, I think, five times or something like that. I don't know if he just doesn't want to do, he doesn't do many interviews, I think. But he does great work. We're very familiar with him. We have some of his books and stuff like that. Send him an email or shoot him a I think he's big on Facebook. Not on there, of course, but I think he's big on Facebook. Send him a message and tell him you want to see that you want to see him on Red Eyes TV. Maybe we can nudge him, pull him in the arm a little bit, twist his arm, as I say. RoboThink with the diamond. No message for that. So thank you so much. Or thank you so much for that, rather, RoboThink for the diamond. All right, so let's switch over here. This is the results then, or whatever you, the verdict rather, results, but on the streets of Louisville, this is now a couple of hours ago here. Woman in tears after the charges are announced. Three counts of wanton endangerment in the first degree. This is against Breonna Taylor, which was, she was shot to death after the police did a raid, I forget, back in March, March 22nd or 15th or something like that. In Louisville, in Kentucky, and this is they've got the officer involved in this here. Then for a first degree wanton endangerment, a class D felony in Kentucky, carrying 1 to 5 years in prison plus potential monetary fines. Let's check this out here. So that was immediate after the results were announced. But I thought we can check the moment when they were talking about this. They were patching in, I think, the courthouse live onto the streets. So we have some reactions here as a grand jury announcement in Louisville. And I love the legal part of this, too. Check this out, because it's like, you know, it's like legalese and you don't maybe know right away what I mean, certainly I don't. I'm not kept up to all the terms and wanton endangerment, what does that mean kind of thing, right? So they're like, What is that? Should we riot? What is this? Is this good? Is this what do we do here? Was that it? Listen to this. It's fascinating.
The above named defendant, Brett Hankison, committed the offense of wanton endangerment in the first degree when, under circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to human life, he wantonly shot a gun into the apartment occupied by initials CN. Count three, wanton endangerment in the first degree. On or about March 13th, 2020, in Jefferson County, Kentucky, the above-named defendant, Brett Hankison, committed the offense of wanton endangerment in the first degree when, under circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to human life, he wantonly shot a gun into an apartment occupied by initials ZF. Against the peace and dignity of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Mr. Foreperson, is that the decision of the grand jury? Thank you. Sir, if you would please randomly select a number.
Randomly select a number. Interesting methods here.
Division 13. Thank you, sir. The case will then be assigned to Jefferson Circuit Court, Division 13.
Okay, so if they do what? They let someone else pick that? I mean, it's in detail. It doesn't really matter, but it's so weird. Please pick a random number, sir. Like 13? All right, there'll be a court 13 over that counter then.
Madam Assistant Attorney General, do you have a motion with respect to bond?
Yes, Your Honor. The Assistant Attorney General asks for $15,000 full cash bond for the defendant, Brett Hankison.
I will grant the motion and assign bond in the amount of $15,000 full cash and issue a warrant. That concludes the business of the grand jury sitting for Jefferson County in September 2020. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You may be excused.
Is that it? What do we do? Do we riot now? What do we do? So, can someone explain the legal proceedings to us here? What's going on? And I mean, I'm not. I got to look up like wanton endangerment and stuff myself. But it's funny how they're like, you know, they were like, no, he's set free. They're expecting like either yes, he'll life in prison or death penalty or something, or no, he'll set free, and then they can make the choice. Okay, let's riot. It's on. You know, but that didn't quite. You know, it gets going, of course. It's happening now. But, you know, and I expect tonight, once darkness falls here, it's going to be complete mayhem in Louisville. And I believe, wasn't it Louisville that the Not Fucking Around Coalition, the black armed supremacist militia group, marched through? Was that Louisville? I think it was in Louisville, right? So you would maybe see groups like that getting involved and things like that. It could be very interesting. But yeah, rest of this clip here. What do we do now?
You know what? When he sent that email, that was him letting us know he wasn't going to get in charge.
And that's that. So big announcement. I'm going to keep Brandon's Twitter up here because he's on location and we can tune in and watch some more recent stuff here in a little bit and see what's breaking right now or happening right now. Yeah, so 15,000 bonds set for officer charged in death of Breonna Taylor. Breaking 9/11 report on that here. A man just nearly pulled his gun in reaction. Crowd had to stop him. Louisville is on edge. All right. So almost one way is let's go shoot up the the courthouse or something. Who knows what the thinking is there? The protesters are on the move. Check this out here. So they started mobilizing shortly afterwards. All right, and so we have some more footage on this here. I'll just go through some of these tweets and updates. Breaking: Kentucky Attorney General says. This is interesting. It says search warrant executed in Breonna Taylor's killing was not a no-knock warrant, and officers announced their presence. Now there has been, I have some articles on this too, but at least one eyewitness did say that they heard the officers say police before they, I guess, whether they approached or before they broke in the door or something like that. Now some say they wasn't that, but it's definitely not settled. It's a different eyewitnesses. That say different things. Let me see here. Conrad Kurz, rather. Wait, I saw one. Oh, it's the latest. Oh, okay. No, sorry. Someone's missing that. Yeah, Conrad Kurz says, can we get Emily Yukas back? Yeah, I was hoping she could join us maybe for the Halloween show, if she'd be willing. I think we're still going to do kind of the Halloween, like the yearly, you know, annual kind of Halloween thing. That would be fun. Get some good voices back. But absolutely, she's welcome back. Toys for Thoughts with a Diamond says, Bree was a hood booger and a drug dealer. No big loss. Now, I have some articles about this, whether this is true or not. Now, initially, when I hadn't been familiar with the cases. And when you just listened to, as always, the mainstream media, you thought that the police, for no reason whatsoever, they just showed up at this woman's house and they shot her for no reason whatsoever. They murdered her in cold blood, and it was completely unfounded, right? And then you begin reading, and it's not that this isn't in the mainstream, but it's just it's not framed that way. It's not, you know, when you start reading about it, like, well, what was the reason? Why were they there and stuff? So I have an article or two on that in a little bit here regarding the fact that her ex-boyfriend was a drug dealer, and she had been involved in this too. And so they did have a warrant to search her apartment in an attempt to go after, I believe, the ex-boyfriend. And she had been, you know, going back and forth on this kind of stuff. And so, yes, there was issues there for sure. But anyway, this one we could play first, I guess. Breonna Taylor decision. What is wanton endangerment? Or does that play, I guess, read? I don't think it was a video associated with the charge one Louisville officer faces. Let me reload this page and see if there was. Was it this one that had a quick little video? If it autoplayed, let me see if this is it here. Let me play this. We can get some audio on this. Okay, commercial. We're not going to play that. While we wait for that, one of three police officers involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor was charged Wednesday with first-degree wanton endangerment, a felony charge in Kentucky that could carry up to 5 years in prison. A grand jury indicted former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison. On three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment for shots he fired into a neighboring apartment not directly tied to Taylor's death. Interesting. Two other officers involved in the shooting, Sergeant, let me pause that then, Jonathan Mattingly and Detective Miles Cosgrove, were not indicted. Let's play and see if this is video on the decision here.
Voted to return an indictment against Detective Hankinson for three counts of wanton endangerment, for wantonly placing the three individuals in apartment three in danger of serious physical injury or death. The charge of wanton endangerment in the first degree is a Class D felony, and if found guilty, the accused can serve up to 5 years for each count. According to Kentucky law, the use of force by Mattingly and Cosgrove was justified to protect themselves.
Right.
This justification bars us from pursuing criminal charges in Miss Breonna Taylor's death.
Yeah, so obviously there will be just complete madness, I would assume, in Louisville in the wake of this, and maybe other cities as well. But again, they were there on, you know, on a, they got a search warrant. They were there to look for, I guess, drugs and other things as well, tying into the boyfriend and the ex-boyfriend, because the current boyfriend who was at her apartment, it came out that he actually fired at the officers, right? And the media spun, well, he thought, you know, and however you break this down, but it's, you know, if it's basically, it's contested, right? What did they say, police? And they announced themselves, and then they, you know, the guy in the apartment started firing back, and then when that's when they started firing, and then she accidentally got caught kind of in the crossfire, and she died, right? But it's kind of down to that, word against word here, really. As far as, I don't know if there's any, I don't think there is any video footage of it, or like surveillance cameras or anything like that. Obviously, that would settle that particular case, or that particular dispute. But it is interesting that, again, it's always framed in this way, that it was like it happened for no reason whatsoever. They just walked in and shot this. And it's not true. I mean, she was caught in between of this other guy firing and shooting, you know, at the cops and stuff. So, of course, that's why the other two officers, I would assume, were not charged, because that was seen as they were justifyingly, you know, defending themselves, essentially. But I would assume that there was not, the officer was charged not for firing at Breonna Taylor, but for someone else. I guess recklessly or wanton, first time I hear the term, wanton endangerment, which means probably that it was other people's lives who were in danger because of the direction or how he chose to discharge his weapon, I would assume. And they say she was this ER technician, she was an EMT. Taylor, 26, an ER technician, EMT, was fatally shot as the three officers sprayed more than two dozen bullets into her apartment. And she was like, it was like the second or third or fourth night on the job or something like that. And she had been involved with her boyfriend previously. There was criminal activity there and stuff like that. Let me see if I can pull up some of those articles. Yeah, here, from NPR in this case. Prosecutor's plea deal required drug suspect to name Breonna Taylor a co-defendant. This was interesting. A man charged with running a drug syndicate was offered a plea deal in July if he would name Breonna Taylor, the 26-year-old black woman who had been killed by police in her Louisville, Kentucky apartment, as a member of his alleged criminal gang, according to the man's attorney. The deal was one of several offered by prosecutors in the months after Taylor's death, all of which carried a penalty of 10 years and none of which were ultimately accepted. Taylor was shot dead on March 13 by white Louisville Metro Police officer. Now, if the officer is black and the victim is white, they never mentioned race. Then skin color has nothing to do with it. But they're more than happy, the media, to whip up this, to blame whitey, right? Taylor was shot dead on March 13 by white Louisville Metro Police officers who had broken into her apartment at night using a no-knock warrant. But it's interesting that's contested now. That wasn't the case. And you could argue, you know, that's crazy or whatever, that they do those no-knock warrants or whatever, but regardless, they were there for a reason. It was not just completely unfounded. Her death has led to nationwide protests against police brutality. The purpose of the raid on Taylor's home was to find evidence linking her to an ex-boyfriend, Jamarcus Glover, a convicted felon with a history of drug trafficking, according to court documents. Police didn't find any. Now it appears, and so therefore people argue, well, see, there was not, she didn't do anything, it was nothing to do with it, but apparently she was involved. And again, it's contested, it's an information war here, where they basically say, well, this is not true, she was not linked to it, and attorneys, it's kind of weird. They retracted this later, the claim. Look at this here. Now it appears prosecutors attempted to tie Taylor to a life crime after her death. Glover was arrested the same night Taylor was killed in a separate raid on an alleged drug house about 10 miles away. Police say they, quote, recovered approximately 4.2 ounces of cocaine and over 10 doses or dose units of opiates, according to court records. Glover's attorney, Scott Barton, told NPR that as a part of a lengthy plea negotiation, the Jefferson Commonwealth's attorney's office offered Glover a deal that included naming Taylor as a member of his organized crime syndicate. Now, some people say that that's after constructing that narrative afterwards in order to try to make her, make it seem worse than it really is. But at the same time, if she was involved, and if it's true that she was part of his little, drug gang, and she helped, distribute herself or so in some way, of course, then it would be justified that they were there looking for something, even though she tried to, get her life, back together, and she tried to, get rid, rid from that lifestyle and stuff. She get, disassociate herself from that. Even if that's the case, it means that the officers were there for a reason, and they had a reason to be there. It's not just kind of out of the blue. Which again, as I didn't look into the case previously, every time I heard it from the media, there was like, yep, they shot this woman playing video games or whatever for no reason, or she was just watching TV late at night. They were sleeping in her bed, and there was no reason whatsoever. Now it's of course unfortunate because she was caught in the crossfire. But again, if the boyfriend, a current boyfriend, hadn't fired back at the cops after they probably, likely, but we don't know that, but probably said, police break in the door, he starts firing. What are they going to do? They're just going to allow the guy to shoot? Is that what they want now? I mean, that's completely unreasonable. Barton said he no longer has a copy of the... Yeah, so this is interesting too. Barton, which is Glover's attorney, says he has no longer a copy of the initial plea offer, but that his clients immediately rejected anything with her name in it. So there's no proof that happened or that they rejected that, which is interesting, right? He felt terrible about the whole thing. That's not a secret. And any type of plea that had her involved in any way was not going to be acceptable to him, Barton said. But that can be a narrative that constructed afterwards as well because of how politicized the case has been, right? But anyway, so as usual, when you dig into some of these cases, you always find out that there's more to the story. New York Times, I'm not going to go through this because it's too much. Had this too. This is an archive link on it because they blocked me. They blocked you to pay for the articles. But Breonna Taylor's life was changing. Then the police came to her door is the narrative, right? Or the headline. And the narrative is, again, that she hadn't done anything. She tried to clean up her life, and therefore all this was completely unjustified, which, of course, again, is not true. They were there for a reason, right? All right. Let me see. A choice for thoughts. I think we did that one. Philbert Apple Bag with a diamond says... Yellow shirts needs a mask for those man titties. I guess as a reference to one of the peaceful protesters there in Louisville. Thank you for that. Max Headroom with a diamond. Category V chimp out. Now, is there a hurricane too approaching? By the way, I got to look into that. Someone has a link. Tame Damon with a diamond says, here's an idea. Stop shooting at cops. Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, again, I don't know. And the fact that the attorneys then, or whoever it was that denied and said, no, we did announce our presence. The no-knock order was, there was no no-knock, announcement or warrant, right? That didn't happen. So it's a lot of words against words here. Because they want to politicize these things. They want these cities to burn. They want more chaos. They want all this shit that's happening right now. And, everything from higher ups in mayors and governors are allowing this happen. They're allowing, cities to be burnt down. And then they're calling it peaceful. Reporters are standing in front of burning buildings and just saying, it's mostly peaceful for the most. Imagine the right wing doing anything remotely to this. I mean, there's something like 30 bodies in the wake of these peaceful protests that we've seen now over the last 3-4 months. It's incredible that this is happening. Alan Harries with the diamond. What about 13-year-old Lyndon Cannon? Lyndon Cameron. He is a human. Yeah, that's right. I mean, these cases, they don't care about this shit. Lyndon Cameron. There's so many of these. It's incredible. Filbert Applebag with a diamond. Making self-defense illegal. What's next? Yeah, I mean, I even have a video on Kyle Rittenhouse's law attorneys. They released a video. I do want to get to that, too. Very, very interesting. If that case, if they rule against Rittenhouse in terms of self-defense, that's it. Everything is out the window. That's it. You better, if you have the wrong political, any opinions that they deem invalidated, they don't like you for whatever reason, if you do anything where you defend yourself, where you believe that your life is in danger and you fight back against people trying to kill you, you will end up in trouble. You will end up in prison. You will be charged. It's incredible. A big black man with AIDS. A diamond says, never forget Jake Gardner. Rip brother. Yeah, there's so many of these. Who was Jake Gardner again? Jake Gardner. Which case was that? Oh, that was the recent one. Yeah. That's right. I didn't report on that yet. The Omaha bar owner, who they claimed died of suicide, which might not be the case, after he was charged shooting some BLM rioters, basically, they were trying to burn out. That's crazy. Thank you for the reminder of that. That's it. Jake Gardner. Either he killed himself because he knew he'd end up in trouble, or he was actually taken out. I know there are some people that were theorizing that. But that's crazy. I do need to report on that at some point as well. Tame Damon, I think it is, with a diamond. Next time, call ahead. Yeah. Let me see. We did that one. So this is interesting here, right? Regarding this issue, these people it's peaceful protest. It's completely organic. There's no planning behind these, and therefore we can't charge them with sedition or something like that. I know that that's on the paper now, on the wall, for people like AG Barr, which is, of course, very interesting, and we'll see what happens there. But look at this here. I'm sure you saw it, but if you didn't, a U-Haul truck pulls up, and they begin to unload every imaginable different signs and shields and all kinds of stuff, right? Look at this. Completely organic, ladies and gentlemen. There's no planning behind this. Antifa / BLM. There's no leadership. There's no symbols. There's no garb that's being used. There's no tactics being used. There's no organization behind it. And therefore, of course, we can't really charge anybody on any of these things, because it's just individuals that decide to come together on a whim just at that moment. They don't cross state lines. They don't do any of these things, right? That's what they're trying to push right now. Here's another angle of this here. There you go. Interesting, eh? Would be nice. Would be sure nice if our government got off its ass and started investigating and arresting the people funding this. The Columbia Bugle says here, yeah, funding or organizing it, right? I think Vincent James had a Telegram post on this here. 4chan has probably, he just links back to the same, revealed the identity of the driver of the U-Haul truck. Paul Corey Lemley, Antifa Nashville, U-Haul anti-fag identified, someone says in a 4chan post right there. Now, is that true? Is that what it is? I don't know, right? But this is the kind of stuff that you'd think law enforcement would do, or they would look into these kinds of things more, and then you realize they don't, right? They don't. Let me see if I can switch over this real quick here. Sorry about this. So is that something to it? That could be, they do what they usually do. They check the wristband. They find someone who's tweeting under that pseudonym or something, and then they find a trait. Just put the X tag on right there. I'll D-Live real quick, just in case. Forgot doing that. So there you go. That could be something. But again, this is what investigators should do, right? And police and stuff. And it could be that occasionally that happens and they do. But frankly, many times it doesn't. And it just goes. These people just go. You know, they're not hauled in for questioning. There's nothing to this, right? And why this is so aggravating? Let me pull this up here. Like this, right? In connection to Antifa and the rioters and BLM and all this kind of stuff, right? FBI director says Antifa is an ideology, not an organization. This is just a few days ago, a news story about this here. FBI director Chris Wray told lawmakers Thursday that Antifa is an ideology, not an organization, delivering testimony that puts him at odds with Donald Trump, who said he would designate it as a terror group. Hours after the hearing, Trump took to Twitter to chastise his FBI director for his statements on Antifa. That's good for Trump. And on Russian election interference, two themes that dominated, blah, blah, blah. Referring to Antifa, the president wrote, "And I look at them as a bunch of well-funded anarchists and thugs who are protected because the Comey/Mueller-inspired FBI is simply unable or unwilling to find their funding source and allows them to get away with murder." Law and order. Can't disagree with that. That's true. And I'm really happy that that there's a president in the White House that's talking about this shit, right? The Twitter barbs thrust Ray into a spotlight that he spent 3 years trying to avoid after his predecessor James Comey became entangled in politics before blah blah blah. But yeah, but he said it's not a group or an organization; it's a movement or an ideology. Which of course is, they literally have handbooks, they have flags, they have book clubs, they have facility. I mean, it's incredible, right? And then you see this kind of shit, but someone is organizing this. There's money here. And this is B-level stuff. This is not even the main thing, but it's video evidence that's like, this is being organized. And then someone says, "Shields here, or get your," you know, someone said, "Shields, get your banners, abolish the police, fuck 12, then it's abolition now." Is that what it says, that sign? Bad. Poorly made, by the way. But I mean, again, the Antifa, they have flags, for fuck's sake. You can buy their flags, their symbols. They have a dress code, pretty much. Garb recommendations, right? Meanwhile, here on MSNBC, in relation to the looming and I think at this point ongoing riots in Louisville after the Breonna Taylor verdict, or whatever you want to call it, MSNBC brings on a guest to talk about, I guess, putting down the Attorney General Cameron there in Kentucky because he didn't do what they wanted to do. So then you can attack him because of his black skin. Listen to this here.
Law is not adequate to respond to a tragedy. That is quite a remarkable statement, a striking statement.
Well, listen, not only is he being intellectually dishonest about that, you know, I find all of his remarks with regards to this whole entire press conference offensive. And let me just speak to this whole celebrity influencer thing. While they can't speak for Kentuckians, let me say this as a black woman. He does not speak for black folks. He's skin folk, but he is not kin folk. And so just like he thinks they can't speak for Kentucky because he's up there with a black face, he does not speak for all of us. This was not a tragedy. This was a murder. He should be ashamed.
But that
shamed of himself.
So they didn't like what he said, and because it was that they must have been the same guy as we saw in the USA Today article here, right? That was him, I guess. This guy, right? That's what they're talking about. So I guess he's skin folk, but not kin folk. I love these terms. They have these cards like ready to go. If this happens, we have a rhyme for you, ready to go. So I guess he's an Uncle Tom then, or something, because they didn't do what he wanted them to do. Which is outrageous. So, all right. So that's MSNBC. I think Ann Coulter tweeted something about how MSNBC and CNN wants a riots and race war tonight or something. I guess she was watching the coverage in the wake of this to, like, I mean, we know this. The media does everything it can to drive wedges and to exacerbate the situation, to create hatred, to misinform, to misconstrue, to exaggerate, to make matters much worse. I mean, the mass media is truly the enemy of the people. I mean, you can't say anything else. It's a fifth column. It's incredible. Beast of Steel, I think it is, with a diamond, says, "This protest is brought to you by U-Haul." That's right. And will they end up in trouble, right? Will they, with this, oh my God, this company hired vans to Antifa terrorists. Will they be doxxed in the mainstream media? I mean, poor, you know, Paul did its job, 4chan, of course, as we saw, if that's truly the right man. But will it be hung out in the mainstream press as people were after Charlottesville, for example? No, of course not. They don't care about this. These protesters can literally burn bodies. Like they found at the burnt body in the Minneapolis pawn shop. You guys remember that? Just brief little news stories on the side. Imagine if the right wing would have gone to a city, burned basically, you know, blocks of the city to the ground, and then they'd find burnt bodies in there, in some of those stores. Do you think it would be coverage about that on MSNBC or CNN or Fox News? Amazing. Philbert Applebag, again with a diamond, says, buy supplies now before it's deemed racist, too. Yeah, I'm sure it's coming. I mean, they've been attacking preppers for years already for being like white supremacists and stuff. So, yeah, I'm sure that's going to be ramped up here, too. Chris Tuss Victor with the diamond says, Henry, can I please get you to say, that's right. You got it. That's right. Okay, let's proceed here. So this has happened. This is about 2 hours ago, probably more like three now, frankly. Another speaker announcement from the LMPD, the Louisville Metropolitan Police Department, declaring the demonstration an unlawful assembly.
And we command all persons so assembled here to immediately and peacefully disperse. If you do not do so, we may dispense chemical agents and you will be arrested.
All right. See if they uphold that, huh? What's your four digits, sir? All right, so there you go. So that's happened. Let me click in here a little bit and see if there's anything breaking here right now. 30 minutes ago, National Guard moving supplies through downtown Louisville. So the National Guard is on location. Of course, makes this a bit more interesting right out the gates. Okay. Protesters surround a man trying to defend his business and begin smashing the windows. How about that? And of course, it's a white man, but that's of course irrelevant for Brandon Gutschwager. I'm not saying he's a, you know, bad or a cuck or anything. He might be all right. I'm not sure. Maybe he's neutral. But imagine white crowds of right wingers surrounding, let's say, a black owned business, getting in his face and then beginning to smash the windows. How do you think the mainstream media would react to that? All right, it ends there. Okay, we don't know if there's more to that. I'm sure there is. Okay, so it was 3 hours ago and then 30 minutes ago. He hasn't tweeted that much unless he's providing reporting to someone else or something like that, but we'll check in there. We'll see. I think there was another couple of people there too. We'll check in on that in a moment too. Someone threw a glass bottle towards the police, hit one of the protesters instead. Now, there were some scuffles, I think, too. They were pushing back. National Guard unpacking in the Hampton Inn parking lot. Let's see here. Dancing in front of the cop cars. Great. The fact that nothing happens it is incredible. I mean, I know that the Louisville police knows, they know this, and they, you know, they know that also the media will turn, you know, they turn into a shitstorm and stuff. But it is interesting that it's like, again, Charlottesville, they declared it an unlawful assembly. is this, maybe this is before, maybe this is before they declared it an unlawful assembly. So I could be, you know, I want to be correct on that, you know, but I'm sure that this shit is going on even after that point. In Charlottesville, of course, the people protesting the statue removal were pushed into the arms of Antifa after it was declared an unlawful assembly. In other words, they created the violence. The Virginia State Police and the local police, Charlottesville, they created that violence. FBI, whatever, CIA was on the side, on the scene too, I think FBI mostly. Will that happen here? I mean, I'm not saying there's any counter-protesters here. Maybe there are some militias. I think we saw some footage on that earlier. But you get the idea. We'll check in a little bit here too. And see if there's more. I had a couple of other stories here too. Just to underline some of these points too of the fact that this is being funded, that there are, I mean, there are coup attempts. We talk about the color revolution people, Norm Eisen, for example, right? The Revolver News had reporting on this, which is completely, you know, checked, you know, research with its T's crossed and I's dotted. I mean, they've gone through all this stuff. Gene Sharp, of course, which is a predecessor, Norm Eisen picked up on his. On his work and of making these peaceful revolutions. And of course, many times they don't turn out peaceful. In Ukraine, there's been anything but peaceful, the Orange Revolution, the Rose Revolution in Georgia. Many of these turn violent after a while. But the left try to claim that these are, you know, great men and stuff. They're doing all these things and they can pull this shit off, right? But there's many different tentacles to the beast. There's many different tentacles to the coup that we're now seeing. Different people with different, a lot of different money coming in to basically support and fund the same thing. But yeah, this is back in July 13, 2020. George Soros' foundation pours $220 million into racial equality push. Well, that sounds wonderful. Mr. Soros' group will invest $150 million in grants for Black-led racial justice groups, is that BLM? And another $70 million towards local grants for criminal justice reform and civic engagement opportunities. This is by Ested W. Herndon here. Or Herndon. The Open Society Foundation's the philanthropic group founded by the business magnate George Soros. Can't be any more, there's nothing else that this man has done. Announced on Monday that it was investing $220 million in efforts to achieve racial equality. Now, remember, BLM is a Marxist front. The Marxist front group, they're using racial grievance groups against mainline Western society as they see as white supremacists and, you know, that it needs to be dismantled, it needs to be removed, it needs to be politically altered and stuff, and they're using any kind of, you know, different groups that they can to mobilize against their enemies, which is white people, which is Western society, right? And so now they're picking up on using their racial inequality thing. They're seeing these racial grievance groups as the new proletariat, essentially, where the white working class wouldn't step in and kind of do their job. They needed to obey. But now they're just saying, let's just take this from a racial perspective instead. We'll force Marxism and communism into this, you know, into society by using, you know, bullshit excuses like racial equality and stuff like that. Anyway, it goes on. I'm not going to go. It's a piece praising Soros, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just is evil, anti-Semitic right-wing conspiracy theories that believe that Soros is a fifth column. Is funding, groups. They're undermining, the main society and stuff like that. That's not a problem, right? Here's another part of it. A little tentacle on the side too. And I'm not trying to say that China is behind it all, but it's an interesting side note. It's yet another tentacle that adds into why we're seeing the turmoil that we are and stuff like that. So video exposes China supporting Marxist groups behind mass rioting in 40 states. Let's take a look at the video. Actually, I haven't seen the full thing yet, so hopefully it's good. Let's check it out. Here we go.
Minneapolis communists from Freedom Road Socialist Organization claim credit for sparking recent riots that spread to more than 40 states. Freedom Road supports the Communist Party of China and the communist mass murderers Mao and Stalin.
This is Steph York. I'm the political secretary of Freedom Road Socialist Organization. Mao and Stalin were both Marxist-Leninists. That is also how I identify as a Marxist-Leninist as well.
On the day President Trump was inaugurated, Steph Yorick vowed to make this country ungovernable. Steph Yorick is married to fellow activist Jess Sundin.
Myself, I am a revolutionary. I've been a communist for more than 20 years.
Jess Sundin leads a militant anti-police group called Twin Cities, Coalition for Justice for Jamar. According to Chicago Freedom Road leaders, Frank Chapman and Joe Osbaker, Jess Sundin's Coalition for Justice for Jamar was the movement that launched the nationwide rebellion.
Hi folks, this is Jess from Twin Cities Coalition for Justice for Jamar. The first 2 weeks after George Floyd was killed saw an intense high level of organizing all day and all night every day. During the day, we would have marches and rallies, and at night, the focus was often at the Third Precinct, which is the police station where George Floyd's killers were working out of. I can't tell you the joy it brought all of us to see the Third Precinct destroyed. There were marches,
honest.
Like I said, there were rallies, and lots of the buildings were destroyed, some by fire, some by brute force. Sometimes it was golf clubs, sometimes it was baseball bats, and a lot of folks wanted to get out to other sites around the cities where there is, you know, really pitched battles happening, and we support all of that. And I want to be absolutely clear, as an organizer, those night demonstrations, the emptying of the police department, the emptying of the of Target and other major stores is absolutely tied to, connected to, and part of the movement.
Within hours of Minneapolis outbreaks, Freedom Road Socialist Organization supporters staged often violent protests in Chicago, Milwaukee, New York, Dallas, Houston, Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Miami, Tampa, Salt Lake City, and Los Angeles. Allied pro-China communists spread protests to many other cities across the nation. When will the Communist Party of China's American supporters be brought to justice?
And, of course, we choose freedom. Yeah, there's a cheesiness to it. I recognize that. But this is good. This shit needs to be exposed. These are a bunch of fucking communists, and it's fucking disgusting, right? They're just openly, they can sit and talk about that and import, you know, talk about the violence and the rioting and the dead bodies in the wake of this, the way that they attack. I mean, we show the footage. We went through all this when this shit, you know, whether it was Kenosha or, you know, earlier than that in, God, I can't remember all the city, obviously Minneapolis, yes, Minneapolis, but all the whites that were like, you know, beaten down, beaten to a pulp. People have died in the wake of this. Imagine any right-leaning group doing something like this, just a 1% of what we've seen over the last 3 weeks. There would be shrieking and outrage and just madness 24/7 in the media. And now you're getting it from the Gateway Pundits, the Breitbarts, that ilk, right, of reporters and stuff. And that's great. They do great work. And you know, occasionally Tucker, you know, mm-hmm. cover some of this kind of stuff too. But largely, this is still a segment which would more or less be delegated to the alternative media, right? And that's why people hate the mainstream news, because they're fucking liars. It's fucking communism. That's what this is about. And is it only China's? No, it's much more than that. It's much more than just the Chinese Communist Party. But the fact that they benefit from discord in America is obviously true, right? A breakdown, but there's a lot of forces behind the scenes here, a lot of globalist international forces that are wanting to see this. And I mean, if Trump gets in, they will burn, like, I mean, they're already doing it, they're halfway there, but they'll burn America to the ground. And they said as much too. They will whip out everything they can, everything in the playbook and beyond will be taken out at that point. It's going to be fucking madness. It's going to be civil war. Maybe not overnight, but slowly, right, coming on. Yeah, someone says it's not communism, it's anti-white. I just see it as the same thing. Blood is everything says. It's anti-white, but they're using communism as a tool. I'm not saying that it's just because they want to have communism at the end of the day. We know what they want. They want the destruction of the West, and we know what that is code for. It's they want Europeans out of the picture. They want to attack what, you know, Western society, the things we've created, the systems, the models we have and stuff. And they want to get rid of that. And so, yes, it's anti-white, but it's communism. They're using communism to do it. And the reason why communism is so great is because you can mass murder a whole bunch of people. I've done that many times throughout the, you know, historically, about 100 million people over about 100 years. That's what they managed to do so far, right? So once these racial grievance groups, which they've turned anti-white, are on board with the communists, you know, they'll be able to do whatever they want if they get their way, if they get their will. So yeah, I kind of see it as the same thing, thank you, frankly. All right, so let's follow up on this here, too. This is interesting. You know, a lot of this denial have been showing up, right? That it's we covered that it was like, no, all these BLM people who supposedly look black, it's actually white right-wing extremists, white supremacists in dark suits and stuff like that, that's showing up at night and doing all these things. So it could be blamed on that. So it's a kind of a follow-up on that line of thinking that it's actually right-wing extremists and agitators that are behind all of this, right? Let me do a couple of these real quick here before we proceed. Chris Tuck Victor, I think, thanks for all you do. Much love. I pray for you and Lana daily. Well, thank you so much for that, Chris. Appreciate it. Thank you for being here. Real Mother Hen with a diamond. Support those who support our folk. Hail Red Ice. Thank you, Real Mother Hen. Good to see you. Make sure you sub here over on DLive. DLive.tv/TheRealMotherHen. Always good to see you. Thank you for joining us. Max Headroom with a diamond says, Jess fell from ugly tree and hit every branch. It was something else, I'll tell you that much. Philbert, Apple Bag with a Ninja Genie. Thank you for that, Philbert. Much appreciated. Says, has anyone heard about the new sports car manufactured in Israel? It stops on a dime, then picks it up. I've not heard about that. I'll have to look into that. If you have a link, I'm happy to show that. That's interesting. All right, so let me actually go forward to about 1 minute here. That's when the madness starts. This is a ESPN. It's a kind of sports network or something, some channel. I never watch this. I never watch this shit. I never watch the sports bullshit in America or elsewhere as well for them. I watch the Ice Hockey World Championship occasionally when I have the time, but that's about it in terms of sports. Ice hockey is still one of the widest sports, by the way. That's what's being attacked. NHL is cucking now, too. It's just, it's horrible, right? But anyway, ESPN's First Take co-host Max Kellerman reacted to UFC fighter Colby Covington. I don't know who these people are. But slamming woke athletes and other spineless cowards, such as NBA superstar LeBron James, after defeating Tyron Woodley over the weekend. So he joins in and talking about these right-wing agitators here in relation to what we've seen. Listen to this here.
He's good, right? Because he's reflecting their sensibilities. First of all, a few of the things he said when he talks about, like, Black Lives Matter, 93% of the protests are peaceful. The vast overwhelming majority are peaceful. And by the way, the 7% that are not, they have a very broad definition of what's not quote-unquote peaceful. For example, if you block traffic or something like that, or if you respond to police provocation. And even then, a big percentage of that, which that wasn't peaceful, is actually outside agitators, extremist right-wing agitators, posing as protesters in order to make the protests look bad. That's the first thing. When he talks about the military, actually, according to the Military Times, at the end of August, Biden was preferred by more of the military than Trump.
All right. That's all I have to hear about that. He's a fucking idiot, you know. I don't know who this is, but I just checked his early life on Wikipedia. And that's very interesting. I'll tell you that much. Very interesting. I think he spoke, you know, speaking Yiddish. I think there. He has pointed out on Tucker that Max is not short for anything and he does not have a middle name. Kellerman is active in Jewish cultural activities and according to the Forward and the Yiddish Book Center, he speaks Yiddish. Max is an avid hip-hop... That's right, they had him as a Jewish hip-hop artist, I believe, down here. Jewish rappers, I think that. So he's a Jewish rapper, but somehow he's on ESPN talking about how all of this, folks, is just right-wing agitators. The the violence that we've seen after BLM and Antifa and all that. It's just extreme right-wing agitators. That's right. And blocking traffic is, of course, that's completely sensible. There's no danger to that at all. It definitely can't, you know, kill people, as we've seen, and all that kind of stuff, right? So, yeah, that's all good. just blame the white supremacists. And just that... is what the current Homeland Security head did here in a hearing, I think it was today. White supremacists' most persistent extremist threat to the U.S. to U.S. politics, Homeland Security head says. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf told a congressional hearing on Wednesday that white supremacists are the most persistent extremist threat in U.S. politics. But in Portland, Oregon, the local federal courthouses was specifically targeted by protesters who had, quote, this anarchist sort of ideology. Yeah. So, Chad Wolf, cuck, really bad. He's not a Chad. Out you go. It's funny how these people show up every time. And it was the previous, I even forget his name now. What was the previous Homeland Security name? Get? He was an insider speaking out about this too. And you think time and time again, these agencies, they show up and they try to blame white people. Like literally as like American cities are burning to the ground with far left agitators and terrorists from, whether that's BLM or Antifa, these idiots come out and they try to blame white supremacy as the problem. It's incredible. So here was the hearing today. I was going to actually find the location in this. There's a two-hour, I guess, hearing that he did here. I was going to find the location, but I didn't have time beforehand. If someone has the timestamp, please, you know, give it in the chat and we can pull it up or whatever. But yeah, that's where it's at right now. It's like while all these things are happening, while it's right in front of their noses, this is the kind of bullshit that whether there's Homeland Security or other agencies, I forget which one was it. Was it the not Homeland Security? It was another one recently too. I forget. There's so many of these. They just come out of the woodwork every other month or something new. It was another one the other week we reported on too. It's like, oh, white supremacy is the big one, and this is the problem. And it was not DHS. It was someone else. It was DHS. I'm convinced of it. But yeah, as we show this here, FBI director says Antifa is an ideology, not an organization. So they can have, as we looked at this communist bullshit here, right? They can literally sit and do interviews and talk about how they're happy that cities are burning down and shit like that. And it's just like, yeah, they're not organized. They don't have political parties. They don't have groups. They don't have, membership cards. It's just, it doesn't happen. These groups are completely isolated to their own little thing. All right, we're going to do this. I think this will be one of the last things that we do. It's a little bit of a longer video, but it's really good, so we should see the whole thing. It's about Rittenhouse and the defense attorneys releasing a video here. But let me do a couple of the DLive chats here before we do that. Defective Goyim with a diamond says, whites in America will be a minority by 2040. Yeah, what kind of do you think that will be a well-treated minority? No, it will be a hated and resented minority. And with the momentum that the mainstream media is now building up by blaming white people for literally everything, it will be a nightmare for white people. Not only in America, this is happening in most Western countries right now. This is communism. They're bringing communism to do this, to enforce this. And then eventually the whole system will be turning anti-white. It already is. Don't get me wrong, but it will turn violent at that point. There will be, I don't put anything past them at this point. There'll be ethnic cleansing and they'll deny it. They'll just lie about it. They'll do all kinds of gruesome things to different population segments in different parts of the West. But anyway, so self-defense, right? That's key. Self-defense. Are we going to be able to defend ourselves or are we not? That's where it's at right now. So this is the video that is proving that Kyle Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense. Good video. Check this out.
Every decade or so, a legal matter arises that holds the power to negatively affect our lives for generations to come. Regardless of what side of the political spectrum you identify with, this is about you. After two nights of violence, fires, and citywide vandalism, angry mobs gathered on night three to protest the police shooting of Jacob Blake.
Focus on the enemy!
Adding to the volatility of the situation, right. Many of the protesters were armed.
This one got a gun on him. This one got a gun on him. This one got a gun on him. This one got guns on him and rifles.
To prevent the total destruction of their community, Good Samaritans united to guard local businesses. Among them was 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse.
So people are getting injured. Our job is to protect this business, and part of my job is to also help people. If there's somebody hurt, I'm running into harm's way. That's why I have my rifle, because I need to protect myself, obviously. But I also have my med kit.
There's a medic right here if you need help.
I am an EMT. If you are injured, come to me.
Earlier that day, Rittenhouse volunteered to remove graffiti from Reuther Central High School in Kenosha. In December 2018, Rittenhouse started a Facebook fundraiser for a nonprofit called Humanizing the Badge. In his own words, the mission is to forge stronger relationships between law enforcement officers and the communities they serve. He asked his friends to donate to the organization for his 16th birthday.
All right, you fuck the government, not with each other. We are with you.
Let's go.
No lives matter until Black Lives Matter.
In the early hours of night three, protesters and guards were in solidarity. Tensions began to rise as protesters set a dumpster ablaze, then began pushing it toward a gas station. A guard quickly extinguished the flames, angering fire starter Joseph Rosenbaum.
Shoot me, nigga! Shoot me, nigga!
Got this guy.
Rosenbaum retaliated, focusing his rage on a guard in a green t-shirt. Moments later, just down the street, Joseph Rosenbaum is seen starting more fires. Around that same time, Kyle Rittenhouse is spotted running with a fire extinguisher.
What a bigot.
With his face concealed,
Rosenbaum
emerges, chasing after Rittenhouse.
Oh, we got a gun, baby.
While exploring possible motives for the foot pursuit, it's worth noting that the target of Rosenbaum's first altercation was dressed similarly to Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, we got a gun, baby.
A single gunshot is fired by a protester, identified as Alexander Blaine.
Amateur porn.
From this angle, we see the muzzle flash of Blaine's
good
handgun.
Guy.
Seconds later, Kyle Rittenhouse is pinned between parked cars. Let's rewind to analyze this pivotal moment frame by frame. Here we see Rittenhouse, Rosenbaum, and a reporter by the name of Richard McGinnis, who is filming the chase on his cell phone. Directly in front of Rittenhouse, armed with bats and other weapons, a mob is forming a barricade. With no way out and no way to know who fired that shot, Rittenhouse turns to face Rosenbaum.
Right before he turned around, I'm not sure if this was a reason why he turned around, but there was a gunshot, and that's actually visible on video. It's not clear whether or not that gunshot was fired into the air or towards Rittenhouse, but Rittenhouse did turn around immediately after that. And at that point, he went from running away to aiming his weapon at Rosenbaum, and I was actually directly behind Rosenbaum. So I took one or two steps to my right as Rosenbaum was lunging for the barrel of the rifle.
Kyle Rittenhouse fired four shots. Seconds later, three additional shots are fired by an unknown shooter. One bullet grazed Joseph Rosenbaum's head. Another penetrated his right groin, his left thigh, and his back. With a total of eight shots fired, it remains unclear that all four of Rosenbaum's wounds were caused by Rittenhouse. As Richard McGinnis began tending to Rosenbaum, Rittenhouse returned to the scene and began placing a call for help. As the mob begins calling for the attack of Rittenhouse, he is forced to flee the scene.
Get out of here.
that dude shot him. That nigga just shot that dude.
You shot him?
I didn't fucking know.
Wait, where are you?
Did Kyle Rittenhouse have reason to believe his life was in danger?
Dozens of U.S. cities are in chaos. Millions of Americans have taken to the streets.
77-year-old David Dorn was shot to death as a pawn shop he was protecting was being looted.
The voices of peaceful protests are being hijacked by violent, radical elements.
One man was injured after attempting to protect a Kenosha mattress store before it eventually burned down overnight.
Oh, I'm alive, man.
Rittenhouse is seen next, running towards the flashing lights of police vehicles. The armed mob is now chasing after him.
Cranium that boy! He just shot a man!
Within this context, the word cranium is street slang, which is a calling for someone to take Rittenhouse out with a headshot.
Hey, what are you doing? You shot somebody? I want to get
an unidentified protester strikes Rittenhouse in the head, knocking his hat off. Rittenhouse trips and falls to the ground. Another protester attempts to jump on Rittenhouse, who then fires two shots into the air. With blunt force, another protester strikes Rittenhouse in the back of the head with a sharp edge of a skateboard, then reaches for the rifle. Rittenhouse fires a single shot, striking the man in the chest. A third protester fakes as if he's surrendering, then suddenly advances with a handgun aimed at Rittenhouse. A single shot strikes the man's right bicep. While visiting him in the hospital, a friend of Grosskreutz posted the following photo and statement on social media. I just talked to Gage Grosskreutz too. His only regret was not killing the kid, and hesitating to pull the gun before emptying the entire mag into him. When a fourth protester raises his arms in surrender, Rittenhouse exhibits remarkable judgment by not firing his weapon. As Rittenhouse moves toward police, multiple gunshots explode behind him. U.S. media was quick to label Kyle Rittenhouse as a far-right radical, a vigilante, a militia member, and a white supremacist.
Yeah, today, totally not to
no
throw
evidence has
shit
materialized
at him, right?
To validate any such claim. Rittenhouse attempts to turn himself in to the police. But in the confusion, it was not clear that he was involved in the shootings and was ordered to move away. For his safety, Kyle Rittenhouse left the area and peacefully surrendered the following day. Less than 48 hours after the incident, without a proper investigation, Kenosha County District Attorney Michael Gravely charged Rittenhouse with six crimes. First-degree reckless homicide for the death of Joseph Rosenbaum that may result in imprisonment for up to 60 years. First-degree reckless endangerment of Richard McGinnis that may result in imprisonment for up to 12 years. First-degree intentional homicide of Anthony Huber that may result in imprisonment for life. Attempted first-degree intentional homicide of Gage Grosskreutz that may result in imprisonment for up to 60 years. First-degree reckless endangerment of an unknown male that may result in imprisonment for up to 12 years, and possession of a weapon by a person under 18, a misdemeanor. The Kenosha County Circuit Court assigned a bail amount of $2 million. Kyle Rittenhouse, a lifeguard who risked his safety to protect his community and give first aid to wounded protesters, was the only one charged with a crime. Not one of his attackers faced a single charge. A 17-year-old American citizen is being sacrificed by politicians. But it's not Kyle Rittenhouse they're after. Their endgame is to strip away the constitutional right of all citizens to defend our communities, our personal property, our lives, and the lives of our loved ones. This is the moment when the home of the brave rise to defend the land of the free. Help us restore freedom at fightback.law.
Remains to be seen. We'll see about that. All right, there we go. Hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, it's a very important case, and there's a lot of things that could just completely turn to shit in the wake of something like this, right? It also will show that it's trial by media. We know that that's the case already. There's a lot of people already that have ended up in trouble because of it, but this has become a really high-profile case. It's even more interesting for that reason, perhaps, to keep an eye on. Yeah, someone said here, let me do a couple of these chats real quick. I was actually looking at some other things we talked about earlier regarding the auditory hallucinations that we talked about, Assange and stuff like that. I did find a couple. New study shows it's surprisingly easy to make people have auditory hallucinations. This is science. Mental flaws, I think it is. There's a couple of other ones like that too. Technologynetworks.com brain connectivity changes linked to auditory hallucinations. This is one ad they had. I remember a while back. I think they did a trial on it in New York, and if you stepped into the right range within a beam of audio, essentially, you heard the ad in your head, kind of thing. So that does exist. But yeah, someone also said here, do you have a link to Kyle's video? Thanks. Yeah, I dropped it in chat there. Let me drop it again in case you missed that. Did I not save that? Clipboard, maybe I didn't. Yeah, band.video, there it is right there. So some people link it up to you. Let me link it again right there. Might be on YouTube, I'm not sure, but go to another source. Don't visit YouTube. So thank you, Fledgling, who sent a dime for that. Sussifer, I think it is Sussifer, with a diamond says, buy a free Kyle t-shirt to support his fundraiser. I Googled that real quick, and I found a bunch of different t-shirts in different places. So I didn't want to link it up because that could just be, you know, other grifting stuff. Is there a, I guess it's the it must be maybe the link here, fightback.law. Maybe that's part of it, fightback.law. Someone has a link to that. That could be good to share. But yeah, definitely support the case. And you know, there was some other weird stuff about the case where one of his attorneys backed down or something. I forget his name now, but he backed down a while ago. We did kind of report on that too. It was a bit crazy, actually. But yeah, I mean, again, the video just shows that the incredible violence and ruthlessness of these far left protesters, and how much they get away. You know, they get off scot free. Many of these cases are dropped, and it's amazing. It's amazing times. It's just everything is upside down. It's amazing. A big black man with AIDS with a diamond says, "Is McGinnis really James Foley?" Interesting. James Foley, he's a guy who died, was it in Iraq? It was a journalist who died? Yeah, I think he was older, though. That's the thing. I think McGinnis looked much younger. I mean, he died when he was 40 in 2014, so he would be 45 today. So, no, I don't think so. But he does look a little bit like him. I think you're right there, actually. I looked at an image of James Foley real quick. We did that one. Philbert Applebag again with the diamond says, unbelievable, just unfucking believable. Yeah, that's right. It's crazy. The last red squirrels with a diamond. No message. Thank you. Defective Goyim with a diamond says Jewish child molesters got killed. Bravo. I guess he's referring to. I don't know if it was confirmed that. Was Rosenbaum Jewish? I mean, the name is usually associated with Jewish ethnicity, but in some cases you can have other names. And I mean, even many of them, like Stein and, you know, even Steinberg and stuff, those are German names and stuff. So I don't know if that was confirmed or not, but. But he was a child molester, that is confirmed, and he molested, I think, his wife's daughter, like his stepdaughter, I believe, was one of the one of the underage girls that he molested. I mean, incredible. And the fact that Kyle took some of these out is just, it's amazing in itself, right? But yeah, anyway, we're going to wrap up there, guys, and pertaining to the discussion we had a little bit earlier. White people becoming a minority and stuff like that. Do not feel disheartened about these kinds of things. We will turn things around. More and more people are going to begin moving together. They're going to form communities where they can be safe, where their children can be safe. There's a lot of things going to happen in the next decade which is going to, I think, give reason for optimism. Will we control all the countries in its current form that we've controlled before? No, probably not. And there will be territories lost and different things. There will be new constellations, and that's kind of just the way how things work. But the it's not the borders of a country that's the most important thing. It's the preservation of its people, right? The ethnic group that traditionally made up that country. Do we want to get it back? And yes, of course, absolutely. This is a crime being made, you know, done against us, against our will. But do not feel disheartened. I don't want to, you know, leave with that message of like it's hopeless and it's going to be whites are going to be targeted and killed and hunted. Are there instances of that? Yes, and that's happening now. But on a mass scale, no, I don't think so. And the more that those atrocities happen, the more people will understand these things and begin to mobilize in the right direction to secure a place for themselves, and not live with this kind of uncertainty, which of course is being aided on by the media. It's not the culprit, but that's one of the main most disgusting actors in all this too. The way that the media, you know, yes, education, and there's many, you know, entertainment to a certain extent. There's a whole faction, of course, of different groups and stuff, but I don't know if the fake news and the media, the way that they're encouraging this, and there's no, you know, full reporting or it's all senseless. That's what I'm saying. Senseless reporting in the sense that they are whipping up, you know, hatred against white people and completely lunacy, if you ask me. But anyway, much more on this, of course. We're going to follow up on some of these stories. Guys, and again, do not feel disheartened. This is just the beginning. It's not the end. Never feel downtrodden. Up with chin up. Keep awakening our people. Keep talking to our people. Keep doing the right thing. And you'll see things will begin to move in the right direction. It feels hopeless many times. I agree. But we cannot let that get to us. Okay? It's the most important thing. Just chin up. Keep working. And keep supporting the people that talk about these things too. A lot of us are being censored. A lot of us are being banned. That's election related, but it's also related because of these kinds of topics as well. They don't want us to bring attention to these kinds of things. But anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for your support. And thank you for everyone super chatting today. I really appreciate it. If you do want to help out, of course, a great way is to go to redicemembers.com. Check out our members website. Exclusive content there for you. Sundays, we do Weekend Warrior exclusive show. Check out the latest one up on screen right here that we did on the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. A lot of material we've gone through, so definitely check that out. Some good shows in the archives for you. Thousands and thousands of hours that you can download or stream straight from the website, redicemembers.com. All right, boys and girls, let's open the chest as well. I just put an extra couple of lemons in there, so let's open that up. Actually, let's add another 300 in there so we get some distribution going. What do we have? About 1.1K, so distributing those right now. Heads up on that. We'll cling on here and wait until those are distributed. But anyway, in the meantime, boys and girls, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for your support. I hope you enjoyed it. We always do, of course. It was a pleasure having you with us. It was an honor being able to speak to you. And of course, if you do want to help us out beyond members website, a great way, of course, is to share links to our, not only to our websites, but to our videos, to our shows, to all the stuff that we produce as well. And of course, again, with your help, we can continue. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. All right, luckiest followers on dlive.tv/redicetv. We have number one, almost as usual, as I'd like to say, Mr. Wright, number one. Karavaki, a name that is very often on that list as well. He's number two. Mr. Noseberg, same thing, often on the list. He's number three. Beavis and Butthurt, I've seen multiple times on there. And William Shear as number five. Thank you to all of you. And of course, congrats, I guess that's what you say, for getting some lemons back, basically. All right, boys and girls, thank you so much again for joining us. Let me see if I can find the outro right here. But yeah, as I said, we'll be back with much more soon. Flashback Friday is scheduled as usual for Friday, of course, at 5 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central European time. We have some other videos coming before that. I think we're going to record another one with Lana tomorrow, and we hope to have that up on redicemembers.com very, very soon. Thank you, boys and girls. Always a pleasure. We'll see you soon. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist Absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.